The Monday Business Report focuses on technology. Today, we're going to talk about buying technology on the cheap. Thanks to online sites like BizRate and Shopping.com, you can shop for the best price for just about anything, but getting the best price does not always mean you're getting the best deal. To explain, we've brought in David Pogue, as we sometimes do. He is the technology columnist at the New York Times. Good morning again.
Good morning, Steve.
So I understand that there have been some problems with some of these sites, which seem great on the surface. You can go and find out different prices in different places for the same electronic product.
Well, right. And when it comes to personal electronics, everybody who's anybody knows that you don't pay suggested list price for electronics. You got to compare on one of these sites. I have actually a personal experience to share with you. I wanted to buy a new camcorder for my family's spring break. And so I went online. I went to one of the price comparison sites. And I found this phenomenal price, $400 below list price. And I ordered it for overnight delivery because we were about to leave and I wanted one day to get used to it. But instead of getting the package the next morning, I got an email from this company that said, call us right away. I thought, oh my gosh, credit card declined. What could it be? I called him up, and it was just a chance for the guy to try to upsell me to a carrying case, a lens, and a bigger battery.
All of which they tried to sell you before they actually packed up the box and shipped it to you.
Yeah, and meanwhile, I had paid for overnight delivery. And of course, now it was overnight, and they hadn't even shipped the thing.
Well, I've got a web browser open in front of me here, and can you direct me to one of these sites, and maybe we can just look and see if we can spot any clues, any warning signs for this kind of problem that might pop up?
Well, sure. If you go to shopping.com, okay. It used to be DealTime and ePinions.com. They've merged.
Shopping.com. Okay, it's opened up.
It says, what are you shopping for? Let's look for, say, this really, really great digital camera, the Nikon D70.
Okay, and I... K-O-N-D-7-O. There you go. All right.
Okay.
And it found... we've got a whole bunch of different prices on here.
Shopping.com takes the prices for every item from hundreds of online retailers and lists them for you in order. So you can see who's got the cheapest price.
And it's got different prices here. I can buy this same camera supposedly for $700 or $759 or $900 or $1,230. So what do I do
exactly now? Here's the smart thing. I used to tell people, don't go for the lowest price because that could be just some gray market fly-by-night outfit you've never heard from. They'll take your credit card and send you junk. Don't do that. Instead, the beauty of things like shopping.com is that people can rate their shopping experience after the fact, and you get the benefit of their accumulated knowledge. So if you scroll down, you'll see that every store listed here has a rating from 0 to 5 check marks in this case. And one of them, the company has thoughtfully highlighted in blue with a Smart Buy logo. And what they're saying is, this is not the lowest price, but it's the lowest price from a store with a high rating.
Okay, now, you said you used to give the advice of going to these ratings, which I can see there's a link on here I can click and get to the ratings of people's experiences. You used to give that advice.
What's happened, unfortunately, is these fly-by-night gray marketplaces are starting to game the system. What happened after I bought my camcorder was I got another email that said, we'll give you a discount off your next purchase if you will go to the following sites, BizRate.com, Shopping.com, PriceGrabber.com, and give us a review.
Oh.
We'll give you up to $30 off. So in essence, they're hiring people to go and give them good reviews. So this Smart Buy logo is becoming less trustworthy. And by the way, I don't mind saying that the outfit that I bought from was called Abe's of Maine, which is neither honest like Honest Abe, nor is this place in Maine. It's in Brooklyn.
Well, at least your money stayed there in New York City where you live. So you have websites that are designed to help you find the best deal. You have companies that are now taking advantage of that. What are you supposed to do?
When it says, as it does for Abe's of Maine, 2,801 store reviews, I suggest go ahead and clicking that. They don't bribe you to post a good review, I should say that. Abe's did not say, we'll give you $30 off your next order if you give us a rave review. So look at the bad ones and see just how ripped off people have been from this store. And my second piece of advice is, once you find a place that isn't gaming the system, that did give you a good transaction, stick with it.
David Pogue is a technology columnist, and his advice is available for a low, low price at the New York Times. David, thanks very much.
Thank you.